Hey, hey, we've got a seat just for you here at Musings of a Wildflower.
Here we talk about everything from faith
to wellness
to worship
to just life.
We find lessons and stories in the most unlikely of places.
We call them modern day parables.
So grab your favorite coffee,
tea, juice,
or some high quality water
and join us for this week's episodes.
Our stories are shared mostly by Casey and some of her amazing community.
You're part of our family now.
You're a part of our family now.
You're part of our family now.
You're a part of our family now.
You're a part of our family now.
You know you're a part of our family now, right?
Hi, Casey. It's Lady Danielle here. I just wanted to say thank you for sharing your podcast. Thank you for sharing the things that you've learned, the things that you've struggled with. I thought I was the only one that thought the way that I thought. I am glad to know that all creatives, I won't say are created equal, but we all have some of the same things that we go through as creatives with, you know, not following through. But everything that you've talked about thus far, I've just really enjoyed it. So again, I just wanted to say thank you. Started listening, I think, at your second episode as I saw a posting on Instagram, and I think I was already following you. So just wanted to tell you thank you and keep doing what you're doing because it really helps. God bless you.
Hi, Casey. This is Caleb. I just started listening to Musings of a Wildflower yesterday, and now I'm all caught up, so it's definitely engaging and binge-worthy. And I really just love the biblical wisdom that comes through as you piece together kind of living out faith and being human still. So it's really practical. I like that a lot. So just thank you for sharing yourself and being relatable, being vulnerable, and sharing valuable content.
Hey guys, it's Casey, the primary storyteller here at Musings of a Wildflower. This week's episode is, I feel like they're all random. At least I didn't feel like I was gonna cry on this week's episode. First of all, did you hear the voicemails? I told you, we are listening to them. I love them. If you don't know how to do that, if you're listening on the Anchor platform, you can actually leave me a voicemail after you listen to the episode. So leave me a voicemail, fellas, ladies, everybody. I just want to check in with you guys, and we get to share it here in our community. So this week's episode is entitled Treadmill Teacher, the Treadmill Teacher. If you don't know, I do Orange Theory. I just got back from Orange Theory, so maybe that's why I just have a moment of silence. I'm usually more excited, but today I feel like they tried to kill me. But I made it. but Orange Theory is a workout place, and you do a lot of time on the treadmill. And so I have kind of found some really interesting lessons through my relationship with the treadmill. So if you are a part of our family, then you already know, grab something to drink. Right now, I'm just drinking water. Pretty lame. Press juice, whatever is your beverage of choice. If you're over 21, drink responsibly and listen up for this week's episode on Musings of a Wildflower as we dive into the treadmill teacher. Hey, good people. We are trucking. And we are on our, what is this, the fourth episode? Consistency, yes. as I told you before in the intro, my name is Casey, and you are listening to Musings of a Wildflower, and we are going to talk about the treadmill teacher. I think in general, it's always my intention to be a lifelong learner. My degree is in education, so that's just one of those things that I think is sort of ingrained in my mind. But it's honestly the heart of what we do for here at Musings of a Wildflower. Like I look for lessons in everyday life. Like I pray for lessons. I pray for revelation. And it's funny because I feel like every time it's time for me to sit down and record podcast, or like it's leading up to the time to record podcast, I'm like, okay, what am I going to say? I haven't learned anything. And if I just sit down long enough, I'll just start to like zero in on revelation that I've had through what feels like mundane things. And so I'm super excited that Musings of a Wildflower can be a place to take the mundane and extract the divine out of it. So I think, as I told you in the intro, so this episode and next week's episode are going to be some lessons that I've learned in the mundane. I guess they're all like that, but these two sort of go together. So this one is called The Treadmill Teacher. So if you don't know, I am like everybody. I mean, it's still March and New Year's resolutions are still in full effect. But like everybody, I am on just a journey of, I won't even say fitness, let's say wellness. Maybe wellness is a better way to describe it. So at this point, I go to Orange Theory a lot. If you don't know what Orange Theory is, it's this workout place. And so you basically have these three stations. So you have the treadmill, you have the rower, which is the devil. Yep. And you have the strength floor, which is usually like free weights and things like that, dumbbells. And then you do some kind of body weight exercises too. So I am at Orange Theory at this point, at least 4 to 5 times a week. And for the most part, the scale is agreeing with me, except that I went to Mardi Gras last week and I told somebody I got back on the scale. So I was down maybe 15 pounds when I left for Mardi Gras. And so, you know, you get back like, okay, you know, maybe a pound. I definitely gained 3 pounds, but I had so much fun. But I told my friend that when I stepped on the scale, I wanted to drown myself in the sink. It's dramatic, I know. And yeah, but that's how I felt. Anyways, I'm rambling. But I go to Orange Theory and I usually have to, well, the good thing is you have to sort of sign up the day before or days before, because in a lot of the locations I go to are super popular, I guess because it's metropolitan cities or whatever. So you have to sign up to reserve your spot. So I sign up and I usually when I wake up in the morning on the days that I go to Orange Theory, which is just about every day, if I'm not traveling, I think I'm going to die. Like I put on clothes that I hope make me feel good because I know that it's going to suck. It's going to suck. It's going to be terrible. Like no one's going to be there having a good time. We're all going to struggle, but I always make it. But I was thinking about like how much Orange Theory in general or even wellness. So my pattern is that I try to do Orange Theory about 5 days a week, save any travel days. So if I have a travel day, if I have a singing day, what is crazy? I've worn my Apple Watch while I'm leading worship and I literally burn the same amount of calories as when I do Orange Theory. So if I'm leading worship, I don't know if that just means I run around too much. I don't know. But if I'm leading worship, I count that as my workout day. And if not, I just work out at the hotel gym. And then I do yoga about 3 or 4 days a week, like at a studio. But of course, I'm always doing some kind of practice in my home. But I was thinking about Orange Theory and just how much my mindset has changed since I started going consistently. If you are a longtime listener of the podcast, you know that about, oh my God, almost 4 years ago, I lost my mind. And I lost 30 pounds, but my mind definitely left with like pound number 30. And I was working out a gazillion times a day and trying to do something that I couldn't maintain. But I feel like I've been able to find a more balanced approach to wellness from the things that I eat, the conversations that I have, the friends that I love. Like it's all sort of worked out. And I was thinking about how much my mindset has really changed since I started going to Orange Theory and how that has really spilled over to other areas of my life. It just hasn't happened specifically with Orange Theory, but I see the fruit of that in the way that I think everywhere. And I was trying to think like, what is the biggest lesson? So when I'm in Orange Theory, you spend about 30 minutes on the treadmill, like straight. So 30 minutes is a long time to try to pay attention. So I do a lot of thinking. I do a lot of self-reflection, introspection, sometimes praying for other people, sometimes praying for myself. Like it's a lot of things that go on in my mind on the treadmill. But when I think about the biggest lesson that I can extract from the treadmill, like what has the treadmill taught me? I think it's this idea of progress. And so I was writing down my notes for the podcast. This is random. I was writing down my notes for the podcast and I was like, Why does everything start with a P? I feel like those old Baptist preachers that use alliteration all the time. So let's just know that they're all P's. I'm not going into Baptist preaching as a profession. I mean, I guess it's easier to remember. We use alliteration in the classroom. So let's pretend like that's the reason. But I kind of laughed at myself, but I'm not changing it. Like, it is what it is. So I realized that progress for me has been really what I've extracted. And I've asked God to like help me find your truth in everything. And so I think I'm going to give you three lessons about progress that I found on the treadmill, what the treadmill has taught me. And honestly, the whole idea of this comes from Psalms 90:12. It says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. And I think like that's really what I want. Like, I don't want my days just to be in vain, just something that I lived through. But like, how can I gain wisdom from how I spend my day-to-day life? So we're here. Three lessons about progress from the treadmill teacher. Well, if you had a teacher whose name was Treadmill. I had a teacher whose last name was Armin Trout. So Treadmill isn't too far off. So the first one is about the proximity of progress. Oh, it's so churchy. It's a churchy day. It's a churchy podcast. The proximity of progress on the podcast. So many P's. Anyway, so when I'm on if you go to Orange Theory, this will make a lot more sense to you. If you don't go to Orange Theory, just work with me. Let's paint a picture here. So in Orange Theory, like the big thing about it is that you wear a heart rate monitor to monitor when your heart rate is in certain levels. So there's like a fat burning level, and they go from gray to blue to green to orange to red. And so Orange Theory talks about how much time you are in the orange level of your heart rate. Does that make sense? Then they say when you go to red to make sure you're not dying. I'm in red a lot. I haven't died yet, but I always feel like I am. So like that's the point of Orange Theory. And so usually there are, in all of the different locations that I've been to, there is a TV screen, like these huge TV screens up, kind of suspended from the ceiling. Big TVs. And so they have everybody's name up there, and it's showing you what zone you're in. Orange, red, green, blue, whatever. So it's a way for you to kind of keep track. I guess some people use it to compare themselves to one another. That is a whole nother thing. I can't. So if you want to sort of know where your heart rate is, you look up on the screen to check your progress. Then it tells you how many calories you've burned, how many minutes you've been in the orange, which is like the goal. You want to get 12 minutes in the orange. All of this stuff nobody cares about unless you go to Orange Theory. But I promise it makes sense. So when you're on the treadmill, up in the air, usually to like to my right or to my left, there's these huge screens. Then you have to, I think for me, it's just the ADHD in me. Then I have to find my name on the screen. My name starts with a C. And then, so it's like somewhere in the first or second row. And then maybe there's another girl named Casey or a guy named Casey. So a lot of times it takes me a minute to check my progress on the screen. And if you also know me, gracefulness is not one of the attributes that God granted me. So I'm literally trying not to fall as I'm trying to look at the screen to see what my progress is. So the truth is, I don't check it that often when I'm on the treadmill for fear that I'm going to fly off of the treadmill and assault somebody with one of my body parts. So I don't even check it. Maybe like two or three times in the 30 minutes because I just can't. It's too much. But the way they try to like help you with that is that actually on the screen, on the treadmill, there is also a screen that lets you know what zone you're in, where your heart rate is, how many calories you've burned, and how many minutes you've been in the orange, right? So that's like directly in front of you. So usually I'm able to kind of check on there. But even if I stare at that too long, I start running sideways and may possibly slip and fall. So I've realized the difference between me looking up at the TV and then me just looking at the screen that's attached to the treadmill. So yesterday I was at Orange Theory, and basically it's kind of like a Bluetooth, I guess. So when you walk up to the treadmill, it recognizes your heart rate monitor. And since your name is attached to that, you click on it and say, yes, you're you. And that's the way you can track your progress, like looking on the treadmill. But for some reason, the treadmill was not fooling with me. And it was like, girl, who are you? Who is you? I do not know that man. If I saw him walking down the street, I would not. If you haven't seen that, one of the funniest things like in the Planet Kiki. That's random too. The treadmill wouldn't recognize me, but like we're starting. So it's like run, da 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 da. So I just started running and like, you know, taking the direction from the coaches there, like when I should speed up, when I should slow down, blah, 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 blah. And in that 30-minute block, I really only got to check my progress maybe 3 times. Let me tell you that once I got done with my 30-minute block, I ran the fastest speed I've ever run, the longest distance I've ever run, and like my performance level was probably twice as when the screen was working in front of me. And I say that to say that sometimes like I've realized that I'm monitoring my progress so closely that it's slowing me down. Like I'm checking on it every single second. I'm trying to say, what are we doing? I'm evaluating so much that I'm not really doing the work to be evaluated. And so like that has been one of the lessons from Orange Theory, that I have to be mindful of the proximity of progress. Like how closely am I evaluating myself? How closely am I evaluating my life? Am I doing it so often or so much that I'm becoming consumed by it? And then I can't actually do the work that I'm supposed to do. So for me, I realized that I don't need a screen right in front of me. I just need something that I can check every now and again. And I realized that in my own life. When I start like trying to evaluate myself every day, how am I doing? Am I okay? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do that? I literally slow down. And yes, I want to be mindful. I want to be, you know, self-reflective and evaluate the life that I live in conjunction with the word of God, in conjunction with the purposes that he's placed on my life. But when I become so absorbed with like tracking my progress that I'm actually not making progress, there's a problem. So that's the first lesson. Like the proximity of progress is something I've learned. I have not yet fallen off of the treadmill. I did see somebody else fall off the treadmill. I did not laugh as it was happening. But once she got up and said she was okay, I did giggle. It's funny. And I may get mine soon. So it may be me flying soon. But proximity of progress is the first lesson. The second thing that I think that I've learned in Orange Theory, particularly on the treadmill, is the potential of progress. So if you know anything about Orange Theory, it's a different workout every single time you go. And nobody knows what it is. There's like this secret thing on, I think, Reddit. So people who go at 5 a.m. will remember the class and then type it up. Girl, I couldn't. But I don't even check that often. I realize that like the times that I have tried to check it, I get so psyched out that sometimes I cancel or like my nerves are so bad by the time I get there. But there's a different sort of set every single time. And so I realize that sometimes I would make these like sort of ancillary goals. Like they're random goals. Like I want to burn 500 calories. I need to burn 300 calories while I'm on the treadmill. And so for probably the first month, I had that idea. Like I need to burn 300 calories on the treadmill. Well, the truth is that depending on what the actual set was, like what the actual class entailed, it determined my potential to be able to make that level of progress. If we're doing all hills, I may not burn that's the same amount of calories that I would if you're doing all sprints. And so I think it's important sometimes to realize that certain circumstances allow you a certain amount of progress. And what happens if we try to make this blanket, you know, this blanket idea of the amount of progress that we want to make, more than likely at some point in time, we're going to become disappointed. Because maybe the situation that you're in, the test that you're in, the place that you are in life literally has an amount of progress, that amount of progress, like a potential amount of progress assigned to it. Now I know, oh, if I'm doing hills or if we're doing long hills, I'm not going to burn as many calories as when I'm doing, you know, 10, 30 second sprints. I'm going to burn calories really quickly. And so the thing is that each one of those scenarios, each one of those environments, each one of those days has a potential for a certain amount of progress. And if I start comparing the dynamic of Monday to the dynamic of Tuesday, or the environment or the class that I was doing on Monday to the class that I was doing on Tuesday, I'll find myself beating up on myself, saying, oh, you could have burned, how come you didn't get 300 calories while you were on the treadmill this time? And there's so many factors. And I think the same thing is true in my life. Like sometimes I am trying to say that I want to get these 10 things done, but on this day, I've been flying for the last 4 days. My body is physically tired. My body needs rest. And so it may not be the most productive day. And I don't know, maybe this is a podcast for creatives. Maybe it's a podcast for entrepreneurs. Maybe it's just a podcast for people who are hard on themselves and who sometimes have a hard time seeing the forest for the trees. Like people who sometimes are so absorbed in by people who, I mean, us. We, all of us, I can get so absorbed in these goals that I have in my life. And I don't think there's anything wrong with goals, but I think like making them so static that we don't account for the fact that we are human. We don't account for the fact that life in general has ebbs and flows. It allows us, or it can cause us, to live in a place of perpetual disappointment. And so I've learned on the treadmill, through the teaching of treadmill, that I have to gauge what is the potential of progress in this situation. And sometimes I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I'm like, girl, it's about to be a 200 calorie day. That's how I'm talking like that, because that's like how they measure it in Orange Theory. But sometimes I'm like, oh, it's about to be a day where I can just get a couple of emails out and get one podcast done. And then I end up having more time, more energy, more inspiration, more creativity to do more. And so I think this idea of being honest with myself about what the potential for progress is allows me to be able to live in a place that I am hopeful, and to ward off living in perpetual disappointment. Because I know people who live that way. I know people that are so hard on themselves that they're always disappointed. And I've been that person. Like, I know that person because I've been that person. And so for me, like, the second lesson that has been so life-changing is evaluating each situation for what is the potential of progress. And then the last one is the part that probably is the hardest thing for me to deal with. Like I say, I try to set a goal, and usually it's about five, like I want to burn 500 calories in each class. Mind you, I have no idea what the class is about. I don't know what's going to happen until I get there. And so sometimes I realize that I have to decide, what is the purpose? Like, why am I here? What is the purpose of progress? Is it to be able to say I burned 500 calories? First of all, who am I going to tell that cares? No, my mama. And then she probably don't care. She's just going to be like, girl, good for you. Like, you know how parents just got to sort of, they just got to sort of wing it. Like, all right, no idea what you're talking about, but I'm glad you lost 500 calories. I hope you don't find them in New Orleans. That's where all the calories live, in New Orleans, by the way. If I'm not careful, like, it becomes just about progress for progress sake. Progression for progression's sake. is a little more accurate, right? Like, there's no purpose in it. It's just progression. I'm just somewhere different. And like the biggest things on a treadmill, you make a progression, but you really don't be nowhere different. After I'm there for 30 minutes, you know where I am? Still right there. So it can't be progression for progression's sake, because that's ridiculous. I think that the purpose of progress is to cultivate discipline. The fact that every single time I go, something happens just reminds me that I have to show up every single time. And it allows me to say, you know what? I don't feel like it today, and I'm still going. And today I feel amazing, and I'm still going. And the same thing is true in my life. Like, I'm not inspired every day, but I've had to learn to be disciplined every day. And what discipline does is it causes you to do the work even when the inspiration has left. Because this is just me. I think it's crap where it's like, I wake up every day inspired. I imagine like, what's that? Who's that? The girl that wakes up and the mice talk to her? Sleeping Beauty? I don't know. People, and anybody in Disney, and they wake up and the freaking birds are like, oh, welcome, good morning. I don't feel that way every day. As much as my life has so much freedom and autonomy, I don't wake up every day like, oh my God, this is the best day ever. I'm so excited to work all day. I don't feel that way. But what I found is that the purpose of progress, like the purpose of me just seeing little bitty steps sometimes, and sometimes it's huge leaps in a day, whatever, is that it cultivates discipline. On the times that I don't feel like it, I still do the work. And like, that's what I encourage people. And I struggle with it every day. Anybody that works with me knows. Sometimes I have like spurts of where I'm on top of things. And sometimes I really have to rein myself in and be like, yo, you have an amazing life. You have an amazing purpose. Yes, it doesn't feel butterflies. And it's like a relationship. Anybody that tells you that like every morning when I look at my husband, and he chewing with his mouth open, I just am so happy that I'm in love. Like, that's not necessarily it every time. And I had this conversation with somebody, and maybe we'll talk about it in another podcast. We were talking about relationships. And it was basically, does the love sustain the commitment, or does the commitment sustain the love? Right? And I think for me, I have learned that the ultimate love draws me to commitment. And in this case, the purpose of my life calls me to be committed. And then the commitment covers me when I don't always feel the love. So like, that's the purpose of progress. That's the purpose of progression. That's the purpose of making those small strides, big strides, or whatever. And like, I would never think, like, I've been to college, got degrees, been to yoga school, been doing ministry for a long time. Like, it's amazing that I've sat in all of these different classrooms. But when I pray that prayer, God, allow me to gain wisdom in every single day, that a treadmill can be just as much of a classroom as a college campus. So that's it, man. The three lessons that the treadmill has taught me is that about the proximity of progress, the potential of progress, and the purpose of progress. The purpose of progress. Girl, stuttering Stanley. God bless y'all for listening. I stutter over my words a lot. But I hope that something from this, something, maybe it's just praying every single day, God, help me to see and gain the wisdom of every single day. So I'll read that verse for you again. Psalms 90:12 says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. And that's my prayer. Like, that's the reason we do this. That's the reason why I sit today in my dining room alone and talk to myself in a microphone in an outfit that I could never wear in public, but you can't see it. So I'll just tell you I'm wearing a prom dress. Like, that's the reason I do this, to like help us understand that God is waiting and eager to reveal himself to us. It is not his desire to be this mystery. It's his desire that we know him and know what he cares about. And I believe that he cares about us gaining wisdom. So thank you so much for listening, for giving me your time, for giving me your attention. I say this every week and I'm going to say it again. You have a choice, and you should be prayerful about what voices you allow to speak into your life, and the fact that you allow myself, Casey, Musings of a Wildflower, to be one of those voices is not lost on me. So listen. Watch this. Listen to this a couple of times if you need to. I feel like I'm going to listen back to this a couple of times because I need to. And I say this all the time, like, we are in a world where there's so much messaging. So I think it's important that we continue to support godly messaging. So share this, leave us a review, whatever you want to do. If you were listening at the very beginning of the podcast, you know that we get your voicemails and we listen to them. You guys are so stinking cute. So if you're listening on the Anchor platform, please, please, please leave us a voicemail. We try to feature them at the beginning of every episode. So keep sending them so we can keep sharing them. I'm Casey, and you are listening to Musings of a Wildflower, and it is my prayer for you that every single day allow you to gain wisdom. I'll see you next week, where we will be talking about, this episode was the treadmill teacher, and next week, or in 2 weeks, the episode will be about lessons on locks. So if you know, I am in the process of locking my hair, and OMG, have I learned so much, and I'll share it with you. See you next time.